Thank you, Brother Jim, and Brother Homer, for your prayer. Well, dear brethren, it's been a special and wonderful privilege for us to gather here today and be fed the spiritual food from the Lord's table. It's certainly been a wonderful blessing to dwell in the house of the Lord. And this indeed has been a desire of what the brethren have wished all down through this age, to dwell in the house of the Lord and be fed at his table. And you know, it was a desire of King David that he too could dwell in the house of the Lord and be fed at his table. And let me just read you part of the Psalm, the 27th chapter, where David writes. He said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." And so indeed tonight, that's what we would like to do, is to continue this fellowship and sing praises to our Heavenly Father, to all the things that he has given to us, the wonderful blessings he has given to us. And so this evening we have young children and teenagers and the adult choir that are all going to be singing. The young children will be coming forward here now, and they have songs to sing. They have poems to read. They have psalms to read. And then the adults also have a quartet to sing for you. God will take care of you. The chorus will also be combined of the teenagers and the adults, and they will sing "Because He Lives," and also to finish up with a piece called "Let There Be Peace on Earth," which we all certainly pray for each and every day in the hope of God's coming kingdom. And so now we'll hear from our young children and teenagers, and we turn the program over to them.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All these things. Jesus cares for you and me, for all the fishes in the sea, for crawling snakes and birds that fly upon the earth and in the sky. sharp-eyed eagles that can soar, mighty ocean waves at war, bleeding lambs and chimps that swing, refreshing showers in the spring.
All these things and so much more Jesus Christ loves and adores. He made each thing and everyone who lives under the smiling sun.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts.
They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made.
All you have made will praise you. O Lord, your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. So that all men may know of your mighty acts and glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
I'd like our quartet to come forward now. Thank you, teenagers and children. That was very nice. And that was the 145th Psalm I think they just read for us. We'd like our chorus to come forward.
Sweet to hold. because he lives.